It may be the Arab NATO. The idea is an anti-Iran political and military alliance to counter the Islamic Republic's influence in the region. To begin with, this alliance failed to even get off the ground the first time around and was shelved. Now, though, the United States and Saudi Arabia feel it needs to be revived. Ironically, these countries are the same ones that are waging wars while blaming Iran for terrorism.
It's not a new idea, but an intensification of the United States' hostile policies toward Iran under Donald Trump's presidency seems to have just resuscitated it. The idea of forming an anti-Iran political and military alliance comprised of the U.S. and six Persian Gulf Arab states, plus Jordan and Egypt. A so-called Arab NATO that is tentatively known as the Middle East Strategic Alliance, or MESA. The White House says it's been working on the concept of the alliance with the U.S. partners in the Persian Gulf region for several months now. Saudi Arabia put forward the idea last year ahead of Trump's visit to the kingdom. Back then, Trump signed an arms deal with Riyadh worth about $110 billion, the largest in American history.
And of course, we also have to factor into this the very important year of 1979, which is the year that Iran successfully threw out Western American and Zionist dominance in her political system and instituted the brilliant country that we see today known as the Islamic Republic of Iran. And this is something that makes the West very nervous.
Well, the official name of the grouping is the Middle East Strategic Alliance, or MESA. It is an alliance comprised, I should say, of six Persian Gulf Arab countries, plus Egypt and Jordan. The United States would play a supporting role while remaining outside the coalition. Now, there are many reasons to believe why this project will fail again. For starters, there is a diplomatic row between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, also extending to Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Then there is the issue of wars, like the Yemen war. If Saudi Arabia and its allies cannot settle that war, how do they think that they can counter Iran?
The so-called Arab NATO is expected to be discussed at a summit in the U.S., provisionally slated for October the 12th, a few weeks before the U.S. nuclear-related sanctions against Iran come into force. Similar plans by previous U.S. administrations have failed in the past. It is important to remember that Iran has maintained close ties with Kuwait, Oman, and Qatar, which are going to be part of the coalition. Moreover, Saudi Arabia has for 13 months been spearheading a campaign against Qatar over terror support allegations. Such issues could potentially pose serious obstacles to the formation of the planned alliance again. A White House official says MESA will serve as, quote, a bulwark against Iranian aggression, terrorism, extremism, and will bring stability to the Middle East.
However, you know, if Trump were truly interested in bringing stability to the region, there's no better way to achieve this than for the United States to pull out and to leave this in better hands, such as Iran, such as Russia. But obviously, this is not what the United States wants. The United States wants to remain the predominant player in the region and does not want to play second or third fiddle to any other power, much less Iran, and certainly not Russia.
This comes as Saudi Arabia, the biggest buyer of U.S. arms, has been engaged in a deadly war against Yemen since March 2015. The oil-rich kingdom also stands accused of supporting and harboring terror groups in the region and beyond. On the other hand, Iran's key role in the defeat of terrorists in the Middle East is an undeniable truth. Fanning the flames of tensions in the Middle East would have financial benefits for the U.S. Developing such a military alliance could lead to the reduction of U.S. forces in the region, while more American weapons could be sold to the oil-rich Arab states.